This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick Dyer, executive committee from Manchester Road Race, archivist, public information. I mean, I hope you don't have a business card for this thing.
No, I don't.
You have to two-side it. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So your affiliation with the race, when did you start? Were you a runner?
I started covering it for the Hartford Current back in the late 70s. I covered it for 10 years as a stringer, and then they asked me to join the committee, and I'm just delighted to be involved with this wonderful event.
Yeah, so how long did you work at the Current for?
I was a stringer. I was not a full-time employee. My dad had worked part-time for the Current, and I covered it. I covered the race as a stringer for the Current for 10 years.
And you know the whole history of the race?
I do. I was fortunate enough to have a wonderful mentor named Earl Yost, who was the sports editor of the Manchester Herald, and I inherited his records when he passed on, and they tabbed me to become the historian.
So, I mean, some people out there know the history of it. I think that it would probably bear repeating, like, how this whole thing started.
It started in 1927 with 12 schoolboys out here on Main Street who were cross-country runners at Manchester High. And there were 12 runners in that race in 1927, and it's grown to more than 12,000 runners today. So it's over the years, it's evolved. It's been held every year since, it was held in 1927. There was a 10-year hiatus due to the Depression and World War II, but it's been held every year since 1945 continuously. In 2020, we had to do it virtually due to COVID, but we've run it every year since 45.
Now, listen, it's a national race. It's a professional race, too. I mean, that's the balance. It's so cool that it's you know, you get these elite Olympic runners, but you get, you know, schleps like us, you know, that run it, too. When did the race become, like, a big deal?
It's always been a big deal within the running community. We've had runners.
But when did that happen? You get a bunch of high school kids, and all of a sudden you got Olympians. There had to have been a point where, was it when they offered prize money, or, like, what? Like, when?
I can pinpoint it for you in this regard. The Manchester had a kid named Joe McCluskey in the 30s, and he was an Olympian. He became an Olympian and won an Olympic medal, and people came to watch him. So when McCluskey started running in the 30s, Joe McCluskey, you'd have 4,000 or 5,000 people out here watching him run through the streets of Manchester. In terms of international, it became an international race in the late 70s with the Irish connection, the great Irish runners.
Yeah. That we have Mark Carroll here today.
Mark Carroll, one of the founding Irish connection members. But it became more of an international race then. Things increased when women were allowed to participate. It was only in the 70s that women were, the rules were changed so women could participate. And the confluence of becoming an international event and allowing for women participation and the running boom of the 70s where everybody took up running, that made it a huge race.
You know, I think of the movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon about Nike, people before the 70s, it wasn't a general, people didn't run. It was not even a thing. And when you put it in that kind of perspective, it's kind of amazing that these races, because they were kind of obscure until running was not a mainstream activity.
It was not in the 70s. There was the running boom. There were a couple books written about the benefits of aerobics and long-distance running, and it took off. And we saw in the late 70s, the race became so big that for a couple of years they had lines trying to get across the finish line, and they had to revamp the finish line procedures, and that's when the Manchester Road Race Committee was born, and it's just grown like topsy.
I love the distance part of it. I mean, it is a charming thing, and it's kind of funny. And it's hard to get comps probably for the pros, right? I mean, because it's not a 5K, it's not a 10K, it's not even a 5-miler. We're a little tight on time here. I'm just curious, what's your favorite part of it? I mean, obviously, you like it. If you didn't love it, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing.
I love the people. You have 12,000 people. Every one of them has a different story. And whether you're an Olympic runner or a recreational runner, you're welcome here. And you can feel that on Main Street at the start when everybody lines up on Main Street.
Yeah, you can feel it on mile 2 and 3, too, when people are cheering you on when you probably want to throw up. In terms of bad weather days, I mean, today's going to be a little rough, but it's not going to be anything close to the worst, right? I'm sure.
Not the worst. 2018, we had 18-degree temperature and wind chill of under 13 degrees. And so we've run it in all kinds of weather. It's never been postponed due to weather. We've run it in sleet, snow, pelting rain, so we can handle
this
today.
This is nothing. I mean, honestly, if you're registered, I mean, and the thing is, it's like, for most of us, it's no more than an hour of worth of your time. You know what I mean? Like, you just get out there, you run, just hustle home, take a hot shower, and have an awesome Thanksgiving. Come on.
It's not just a world-class road race. It's a celebration, and you can feel it on Main Street, up and down Main Street.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Rick, it's great to have you on.
Thank you.
Appreciate all your work with the race. I mean, the few years I've been doing it, it makes me so happy to be here. So we appreciate that. Again, Rick Dyer, he's the archivist, public information, and on the executive committee of the Manchester Road Race.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapist to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.